Edmuthair Joyce, who top scored for Ireland today with 96. Ed, most importantly of all, even though it was a tie today, you're on your way to ICC Cricket World Cup 2015. Just tell us how that feels.
Feels absolutely amazing. We came here to get through and win the competition, and I think we've done both things. I'm not entirely sure if we've got enough points to win it, but if we'd have been offered 3 points before we came here, we'd have definitely taken it. Hats off to Holland for the Netherlands for getting the tie. I thought they batted really well and actually were looking like winning the game at one stage, but we stuck in it as we always do, and to get for Michael Rippon to hit 10 runs off the last two balls is a great effort, and John Mooney actually bowled a really good last over. They bowled it exactly where we wanted. He just came up against someone who hit two really good shots. So, but we're absolutely overjoyed, obviously, and we've got two big games against Scotland still in September, and we've got to try and win those games and just to sort of keep the integrity of the competition, I think.
From your perspective, of course, you played in the ICC Cricket World Cup in 2007 for England. You played for Ireland in 2011. What does it mean personally to get to a third World Cup?
Personally, it's the pinnacle of what we can do at the moment, the 50-over World Cup. We're a good 50-over side. We still have a lot of improving to do, but you know, it's probably what the competition that we look forward to most, because we feel like we've got our best chance of progressing to the later rounds. So it's an amazing feeling. You know, it's hard for me to really celebrate now with the boys, because I've got to shoot back and play the last two days of a four-day game for Sussex. But myself and George Docker will head off. But the boys will enjoy tonight because we deserve it and over the course of the competition.
Now, you made 96 not out today, but there was a single that was turned down in the last over. Trent Johnston doing his best to try and get you to 100. I bet that's in the back of a few players' minds this evening.
Yeah, for sure. There was a dual role there. He felt I was more likely to hit Bukhari for a four. So, I mean, there was two reasons for it. I just hit him for a four, and he felt like I was more likely. So that, it wasn't just to try and get me to 100, really. But, you know, there was probably that was in the back of his mind. Probably wasn't my best day in the field either. I dropped two catches, one of which went for six. Thankfully got a catch the next ball. But, you know, there were probably a lot of things we didn't do particularly well, maybe over the two games, especially today. We had a lot of wides, I think two sets of four wides and maybe 15 or 20 wides and a lot of extras, and I obviously dropped those two catches, which is disappointing. I don't think it was our best bowling display, but I think you're allowed one or two off days in such a long competition, and you know, there's a lot of pressure on us to get through because it means so much to us. So you know, it's a huge amount for Cricket Ireland, you know, both financially but also for us to sort of grow the game. So these games, as I said, mean a lot, and they mean a lot to the Netherlands as well, which is why it's a great effort they got a tie.
And you've got a heap of experience, of course, of playing in Australia, because you played that one-day series against Australia back in 2006-07. You got 100 at the SCG, so it'll be particularly special for you to go back to Australia and New Zealand, I'm sure.
It will. It's a great place to play cricket, and we're really looking forward to, you know, getting out there for quite a long period, and you know, it'll be a great trip for the lads. It'll be a new experience. We've played a couple of World Cups, you know, one was obviously in the West Indies, one in India, you know, a couple of 2020s in Asia, and you know, the conditions out in Australia are slightly different, and they probably, you know, they might suit us a bit more. So you know, we're really looking forward to it. It's a great country. It's a great place to be, and you know, it's a great competition. It's the best we can play in, as I said. So we're really looking forward to it.
Congratulations, Ed. You've made it to ICC Cricket World Cup 2015. Well done.
Thanks very much. Thanks.